Tens of thousands of people dead and many more injured and left homeless, all in a matter of seconds as a catastrophic earthquake hit Haiti last Tuesday. Several international relief organizations and teams are on the ground trying to find and help survivors. Frustration is building up. Survivors say not enough is being done to ease their desperate situation. The United Nations has described the situation as the worst it has ever confronted.
There's no food here. There is no sign of life.
We got the
joy of finding another living being. We're not gonna be exterminated.
Excuse my French. God didn't damn Haiti. From the plantations to corporations, same mentality that hates me. Africans enslaved to work sugar and coffee. Today in sweatshops from Levi to Disney. But recovery's an issue with no time to lose. But will the West stop paying dues with the Haiti's off the news? In homepage views, remember the IMF. Stop Haitian farmers from growing their own food. Industrialization moved the Haitian from the land into the city. By default, it's the World Bank's fault to put the masses on the fall so the rest of the West could fill their vaults. Somebody help if you know nothing else. Help redevelop the land in Haiti's being of self. But to know first, instead of guessing the curse, how we got smack dab in the middle of
this bit of earth. Been overlooked for way too long, but now we're living with the blood turned up in the earth red. What did we do before the newspaper said death and devastation? Now people with nothing are happiness on this bit of earth.
Down into poverty and destitute. The first world pimps create third world prostitutes. Caribbean got Africans speaking English, French, and Spanish. Original planet effect, destroy the black planet. As the privilege to give and not take it for granted. Excuse history says it was how the black docs ran it. Papa Doc, Baby Doc, Aristide, round the clock. Genocide, you don't stop. With the whipping in the left hand, Uncle Sam behind the man. Hard as hell for God's plan. The Haiti be free and the world can see. What we see is still affected by history. Somebody help if you know nothing else. Help redevelop the land of Haiti's being yourself. But to know first instead of guessing the curse. How we got smack dab in the middle of this.
This bit of earth been overlooked for way too long. But now we're living with the blood turned up in the earth red. What did we do before the newspaper said death and devastation? Now we're people with nothing, now happiness on this bit of earth.
With all this going down in Haiti, forgotten history and geography seems to be overlooked and undervalued in my opinion. The facts leading up to this disaster has cooked this region for hundreds of years. The country of Haiti is half of an island long conquered from the west by France, from the east by Spain, dipped in from the west, western world, thus forced upon the Haitian native tongue is French and the Dominican Republic side is Spanish. The West enslaved black people from the continent of Africa on both sides, never letting the enslaved people mix as human beings, and created fabricated prejudices and biases that exist to this very day. Haiti has been the heartbeat for many black people because of the revolutionary liberation led by President Toussaint Louverture. One cannot help to think that the West has damned that same liberation. When the people on the island cannot come and go as the indigenous people once did, and they're forced to be concentrated and compacted by limitations and borderlines, you have millions of people flocking to the cities for better survival chances. When the resources are sucked from a region and the people don't share the wealth they can't build, you have a recipe for disaster. If the Western world wants to really come true, it would truly liberate the entire island. Help build townships and cities that the people can live in and run themselves. Distribute the population. Allow Haitians and other people from the Caribbean, descendants of slaves that travel the world for refuge. A universal passport, so to speak, if you need it at all. The West interruption and the destruction of Africa, the Caribbean, South America, North America, Asia, for the benefit of Europeans and others, is foul for long time. The problem in Haiti does not stop just because it comes off the news. Long after Wolf, King, Cooper, Fox News, MSNBC, when they leave, half the island nation, the issues that have been going on for hundreds of years will be 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, 100 times as heavy. The question remains, what is the Western world gonna do to truly fix a region? They screwed up with slavery, takeover, underhanded and overhanded modern gangsterism. Haiti is the third hungriest country in the world, after Somalia and Afghanistan. The richest 1% of the population controls nearly half of all of Haiti's wealth. The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The world's fourth poorest country in the world. Ranks 146 out of 173 on the United Nations Human Development Index. Has a life expectancy of 52 years for women, 48 years for men. Adult literacy is 50%. Unemployment is 70% and rising. 85% of all Haitians live on less than $1 US currency per day. Haiti ranks 38 out of 195 for under 5 mortality rate. Help Haiti. Help Haiti. It goes longer than what you see right now. Help Haiti.